And this is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. All this week, we're hearing young professionals explain why they've chosen to build their careers and their lives in Vermont, or in some cases, why they've chosen to leave the state. In this installment of Choosing Vermont, we'll hear why a new mom and her family decided to put down roots in the Brattleboro area.
My name is Ariel Brooks, and I'm 31 years old, and I am the director of non-degree programs at Marlboro College. I grew up in a small, tiny town outside of Santa Fe, New Mexico. My husband grew up in a really small town in Alaska, and we met in college in Boston, and we lived in Boston for like 5 years together, but we'd sort of both always had this idea of going back to a more rural place, and the types of issues that people care about in Vermont, GMO labeling, equality, and all of those things. It feels like, you know, there are a lot of people in Vermont, not everybody obviously, but a lot of people who really care about those things and are pushing for a sort of ideological ideal that we agree with. My job happens to be very outreach heavy, and I've met a lot of people through deliberate networking for professional reasons, because part of what I'm trying to do for Marlboro is build more programs that have community outreach-based and professional development sides to them. And the sort of young farmer network is pretty strong here. And so we've met a lot of folks in that community through my husband's interests. We have a small like work trade garden deal going this summer where we have a couple other families who don't have access to good growing space who are growing on our property. And those kind of community building things feel like they are a quick way to really, you know, get to know other people. There's a really strong new moms network in Brattleboro. So after we had our daughter and I was on maternity leave, there's a lot of deliberate attempts to build community among new mothers and make sure that people feel supported and meet other people with babies. And that's been really incredible. There's great childcare, especially compared to what people are paying in the city. One tension we feel all the time is like the cost of heating a Vermont home, and we live in an incredibly beautiful place, but we drive 20 minutes to get to town, whereas in the city we walked everywhere and we took public transportation. Vermont is not cheap, despite the wages being really low, right? So everybody here is making less money than they could be making elsewhere, but they're also, you know, the food's expensive, the gas is still really expensive, like, especially in some place like Brattleboro, you strive to buy local, but local is expensive. Having grown up in a not, you know, exactly the same, but sort of similar town, most of us who were, you know, relatively high achieving academically had a sort of like, we got to get out of here idea, and felt like there wasn't a lot of job potential. And I mean, there's always that, like, I want to go to the big city if you grow up somewhere rural. We figure our daughter is either going to be a huge, like, hippie, crunchy Vermonter, or she's going to, like, dye her hair black and start wearing, you know, like, want to move to the city when she's 16.